Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this conversation. Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com. Simperis is the pioneer of identity-driven cyber resilience for cross-cloud and hybrid environments, providing threat monitoring, incident response, and disaster recovery solutions for enterprise directory services. Simperis patented technology for Microsoft Active Directory protects over 40 million identities worldwide. Learn more at simperis.com. Sequence Security's mission is to transform application security by consolidating multiple innovative security functions within an open, AI-powered software platform that protects customers' web, mobile, and API-based applications and supports today's cloud-native, container-based application architectures. Learn more at sequencewithac.ai.
Marco, guess what time it is?
It's time to go for another adventure.
It's always an adventure, and we're about to embark on a month-long adventure. As we say every time we do this, hopefully it lasts longer than a month.
Yeah.
But a month is a good time to really hone in on the importance of this topic and to get people involved and engaged and collaborating with each other.
Yeah, this is something that's been going on for a while. I was looking at the history this morning on the Cybersecurity Alliance website. It's been going on from October 2004. So we're not going to go look back, but we're going to look forward. But Sean, the point is, yes, we say this all the time. It should not just be a month. It's 365 days a year. But it's important that we all come together for this month.
Exactly. And then the month we're talking about is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
Led in partnership with National Cybersecurity Alliance and CISA. And we actually have a few folks joining us today to help us understand what the month of October 2020 looks like and how people can get involved and the value of participating. First up, I'm going to say that we have Calvin Coleman, Lisa Plagmire, and Brandon Wales on. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And I'm going to do a quick round robin, have each of you say a few words for yourself, and then after that I'll kick it over to Kelvin to kind of get this going. Kelvin, just a few words, please, about what you're up to.
John, Marco. Yeah, exactly, man. I'm glad you gave me the disclaimer there. Anyway, Calvin Coleman, Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance. A real pleasure to be here. Certainly, you know, with Lisa, who's on our board, and just a friend of mine, and certainly Brandon as well from CISA. So anyway, Calvin Coleman, great to be here.
Always a pleasure, man. And Lisa?
Yeah, I'm Lisa Plagemeyer. My day job is to be the Chief Strategist at MediaPro, which is a leading security and privacy training and awareness company. And in my spare time, I'm on the board of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, and I'm the MARCOM committee chair.
We always find we have spare time activities, right?
Yeah.
A never-ending list, but glad to have you on representing the board today, and obviously you had a key role in helping to bring this month's theme and strategy and plans together. So thanks for joining us. Last but certainly not least, Brandon, what are you up to?
Thank you, and thank you for having me on to help kick off National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I'm Brandon Wales. I'm the Executive Director at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, where we work to enhance the security and resilience of the nation's cyber infrastructure. And National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is one of our key initiatives, and really just happy to be here with the team, both public and private sector, coming together to work on it. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're definitely glad to have you all on. And it's Kelvin, it's kind of a tradition to have you on and kick off the month with you. And as I said at the beginning, this has been going on for a while. So we don't really need to look at a history of it. But, you know, a couple of words about that to see how we got what we got. And the fact that even if it's a tradition at this point, it's an evolving tradition. It's something that change and morph with our society. So I know every year there is a new theme. So if you want to just give us a little overview about what's going on this year.
Margo, really happy to do so. Certainly great to be here at ITSP Magazine, and always great, you know, partnering with you even beyond Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And you're right, you know, for the last, I think of probably about 15, 16 years, we've celebrated National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And I look forward to Lisa saying a bit more how we've changed to Cybersecurity Awareness Month this year. Have a number of reasons for doing so, including a new evergreen logo, you know, which Lisa led for the board. And we look forward to talking about that. But this year, we're talking about, you know, do your part, hashtag be cyber smart, right? You know, some of the themes that we're going to be talking about throughout the month, if you connect it, protect it. And in a continuously connected society, we're talking to, you know, most of the nation, right? You know, the world, that is, even because so many people are connected these days. And even if you look at the growth of that connectivity, right? 5 years ago, about 15 billion connected devices. And this year, about 20 billion. That number is going to increase by 300% in another 5 years to about 60 billion connected devices. And so the idea, if you connect it, protect it, actually applies to everyone. And we have other themes throughout the week as well. People are working at home, so securing your devices at home, and certainly securing internet connected devices in healthcare. How important has that been, you know, for this year? Even pre-pandemic, it was gaining some steam, but certainly now takes on special relevance. And last but certainly not least, the future of connected devices as we look at, you know, 5G and quantum computing, and again, that large proliferation of connected devices in the next 5 years. This year's Cybersecurity Awareness Month is just very, very exciting.
Yeah, I love it. And I think you've covered a lot of points, but the one about if you connect it, protect it, I particularly love it because it really is not up to some magic to protect everybody. It's not up to some incredible technology, and it's not up to other people to do it. I feel like with that, you kind of empower everybody to take a step. And if we all take a step, maybe we have a safer business, a safer online world. So I want to pass to Lisa with this, and how did you guys decide to focus on this particular content? Was it driven by what is going on in the world right now, or was it already something that maybe you had a plan even before this happened?
Well, I think the one thing that I would say that's, this might not be a specific answer to your question, but the one thing that, as we've talked with CISA, the one thing that is on everybody's mind is really talking more about human behavior than about the technology necessarily. Having improved behavior, people just, you know, when I think about what a big dent you could make in the problem if people just changed one or two things, right? They maybe didn't use the same password on multiple accounts, or, you know, used a VPN or used a password manager. There's just a few things where if the vast majority of society did those things, you would just make a massive dent in the problem. So, yeah, I think the other thing I'd say that Kelvin alluded to a bit is the other big change this year is having that logo that's going to be evergreen, right? So so CISA, working with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, realized that my analogy is if McDonald's changed their logo every year, would we all know who McDonald's is? Probably not. And so we had a situation where every year there were different, not just different themes, but a different logo. And so we were missing out on that branding consistency and that repeatability and getting more recognizable over time. So the hashtag that Kelvin mentioned and the logo that we've got now are absolutely here to stay. So that's good for people running training and awareness programs at various companies, because they know that that's not going to change up every year, and they can plan for that in their awareness materials. And a little bit more about that logo. That's actually, you know, we looked at different examples. For example, Susan G. Komen has that pink ribbon, and there's other awareness months that use a ribbon as the main visual. And so we kind of have that abstract ribbon in the logo. And, you know, those blue colors, blue is usually a color that denotes stability and security. And so that was some of the thinking that went into that design. And it's meant to be designed in a way, just like the Susan G. Komen and the pink ribbon, where you can use it with any other existing brand. So what we're really hoping to see is that organizations take that and make that a part of their larger communications, not just inside their organization, but externally as well. Because we tried to make it clean and modern enough design-wise that it can coexist with whatever your company branding is as well. And so we're seeing some companies do that, like Bank of America is picking that up and running with it, and we'll be using that not just internally with their employees to talk about Cybersecurity Awareness Month, but also with their retail customers and on their website and their social media and things like that. That's what I'm super excited about this year. For me, that's the big news as far as what's changed from previous years, is that we would just like to see the message go bigger and broader. And
yeah, and what I'm hearing here, and Brandon, I'm going to turn to you as I mentioned this, consistency, right, is key, and not just a one-time event, right? And I know CISA has been involved with this for quite some time, and so I'm curious to get your perspective on what you're seeing from a societal perspective and perhaps even a business perspective, where things remain the same even if they do change, and how you see the value of a consistent message to raise awareness for cybersecurity will help us as a nation be more secure in all our activities, society, business, and otherwise.
Sure. And I think the entire mindset behind the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is the idea that everyone in society, whether it's government, industry, civil society, the individual American people, we all have a role to play in building a stronger, more secure cyber ecosystem that we operate in. If individuals have weak security, and then they log into their business networks from home, they introduce potential risks. When American people interact with companies, and those companies have insecure practices, their information could potentially be exposed. Government has a role in supporting all of these efforts. And so we have tried to use October, the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, to drive that point home, that everyone has a role to play, even the individual American people. And that although that month is the focus, these are concepts, these are ideas, these are practices that need to happen year round. And so we hope that October kind of pushes that conversation forward, and we want to continue that conversation all year round, building kind of consistent, improved practices for cybersecurity at all parts of society.
And that can be the challenge sometimes, because I mean, we often use our grandmothers as an example of do they understand technology, and even more challenging, do they understand security and privacy? And there's that audience, if you will, and then there's the employee, and then there's the leaders running businesses. Everybody has a slightly different view of what it means to them and their different roles. National Cybersecurity Alliance and this month is doing a great job to present an overall picture. I know CISA is doing a series of activities as well to really target government entities and business entities with this. A consistent message, a regular message, targeting the right audience is key. What do you think, Marco?
Well, I think that the important part is what we see grow every year. And Kelvin, I'm going back and with this, with the champions. Uh-huh. This entire program where you empower other companies to don't let just you guys and the government do the job, right?
Marco, that is so funny. As Brandon was talking, that's exactly what I was thinking, because I live it every day working with CISA, the partnership there, live it every day working with Lisa and her colleagues on the board, the partnership there. And the champions, you're right, you know, these folks who are signing up to say, hey, we're going to take part in this as well. That's growing every single year. And I often talk about this, you know, technology obviously breaks down into great products that we see out on the market, and certainly great processes that are being created and adhered to. But the people part, right? That's the very important part of this equation that we all work together in partnership. And I think Brandon said it best in terms of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You're talking concepts, best practices, not overly technical, right? And the only way to do that and get to the people that we're trying to reach with this message, our grandmothers and others, is to do it through a partnership and to make sure that we are really hitting where we need to. Michael Jordan, you know, great basketball player, said, you know, individuals win games, but teams win championships. And I think with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, our partnership with Lisa, Media Pro, you know, others on our board, and with Brandon and the folks at Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and Chris Krebs and his group, man, it's just a championship-winning team, and we look forward to doing that in October.
And Brandon, maybe if you could share with us some insight into what the elements are to have a winning team. Obviously, everything from apps we use to critical infrastructure, your team is looking at all of those things. What are some of the winning elements to building a strategy that raises awareness in a meaningful way, not just lip service with some messaging?
Sure. So I think I'll highlight three issues, first of which is building on what Kelvin had just mentioned, and that is partnerships. CISA works in a space where we are only as effective as the partnerships that we have built, developed, matured, and nurtured over the past decade with our state and local colleagues, with our colleagues in the critical infrastructure community, with our international partners who are grappling with the same issues as us, with our the nonprofit community. That is how all of our operations are enabled. We can only do those, we can only gain insights if we have these partnerships who are willing to share information with us and who are willing to take on and become force multipliers throughout this community. The second is building and developing the type of technical expertise that makes us credible when we talk with our partners. And that means using the insights that we can generate from the work that we do helping support companies and government agencies that are affected by cyber incidents. I mean, utilizing the information that we get from the commercial threat providers or the United States intelligence community. And then the final piece of this comes down to the communication. Do we have the ability, do we have the right message that can hit the right people at the right time? And that means, you know, in Cybersecurity Awareness Month, talking to somebody's grandma about what they could do to secure devices at home and make sure that they're protected, and just as much as talking to a company about what they're going to be able to do to better secure their networks, what we're going to do with the state and local government providing election services, how do we secure those critical voter registration systems, those critical election night reporting systems. Having the right message that can get to the right people at the right time, in a partnered way, in a way in collaboration, you know, that has kind of been our formula for success. It's what we continue to build, and we've got improvements to make, but I, you know, I'm really confident in the team that we've developed and our partners throughout this entire community that we're getting there.
You know, Brandon, as you're saying this, it always make me think there is not just somebody that is an employee and somebody that is an individual. I mean, we all go home after we work and we use our network, we get our family online and we connect with stuff. So the messaging, you say, obviously is very important, and this sharing of information that then it, hopefully, if focus on this month, it focused on a certain message, but then it trickled down to the whole society. And I'd like to know what's your opinion on that, and maybe even Lisa, from a marketing perspective, how we can really make this message resonate so everybody
is empowered. That's my favorite topic. I could talk about it all day. I have really strong opinions on this. So I joined MediaPro. I used to run a training and awareness program for a division of ADP, and I joined MediaPro in December, and we have 3 new series of training coming out, and we are leaving behind all of the technical jargon, all of the security speak. You won't see the word threat or vulnerability anywhere. One of the series is going to be aimed at grandma, which we've talked about today, the aging parent frustration that a lot of us have. Kelvin's going to star in an episode. It's going to be called Mom, Don't Click That. And my mom's going to be in an episode. And it's about demystifying how these things happen, how our parents got scammed, how they got victimized, and then taking away that shame factor, getting them to talk about it openly in a matter-of-fact, friendly, kind of, you know, maybe even lighthearted tone if it's because some of these situations for the adult child, like me or like Kelvin, can have a little humor in them when you realize what your parent did and how it all unfolded. And so that's one of the series that we're going to put out there for free. The National Cybersecurity Alliance will be able to use it, and we'll put it on social media. And of course, our customers will have access to it as well. But it's meant to demystify the message, to explain things in layman's terms, you know, no pictures of hackers and hoodies. I think, especially in the current climate, using fear is just a bad motivator for education to begin with. But if you layer that on top of, you know, a global pandemic, people are pretty much at their emotional limit these days, right? It's a little bit stressful. So, you know, because we kind of have this culture of fear that we've sort of, you know, inadvertently cultivated in the security community, that's one of the things that has made it difficult for your average person to engage with our message. And so I think we all have a lot of work to do to talk about it in a way that's more empowering, that can be more optimistic, which I know is very hard for those of us in security, because we're glass half empty people and we watch a lot of bad stuff happen all the time, and it's really hard to radiate some sort of you know, atmosphere of hope in cybersecurity. But we won't get our message across if we don't package it in words and imagery that people are more receptive to. You know,
yeah, Kelvin, let's talk about that, because I know your whole purpose for this month is to bring a message, break it down for those who need to hear it, and get people involved to help amplify that message across society. So talk to us a little bit about how you're doing that this year and how people can take that message, share that message, maybe create their own little activities or games or whatever to really make this part of what we do, not just something people consume, but actually take part in it.
Absolutely. Well, first thing they can do is go to our website, staysafeonline.org. We have a wealth of resources there, no cost resources, right? I'm not going to say free, right? Because, you know, like Lisa and her colleagues on the board, as well as the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, have empowered us, even financially, with resources to go out and find these resources and amplify these resources. The kit and resource that Lisa is talking about is just an example of that, right? And so these partnerships and these champions that we work with, they are the ones to take it to their constituency group, right? So it's one thing for, you know, a group, AARP group in Topeka, Kansas, to hear from Kelvin Coleman. But it's another thing for them to hear from one of their own within the group as a champion to say, we really need to, you know, do our part, hashtag be cyber smart, right? And so we're also working with our board member companies. We're going to kick off the month with CoFence, Tanya Dudley, a wonderful board member for NCSA, going to be talking to some of her customers and folks about, you know, Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We got an event on Capitol Hill, talking to the people's representatives, right? Well, not on Capitol Hill. We would usually be on Capitol Hill, but it's going to be virtual this year. Our partnership on October 1 with Capitol Hill, bringing the message directly to people through their representatives. Partnership with NASDAQ, Media Pro, Bank of America, so many folks, CISA, like I said, you know, obviously, so many folks throughout the month where we're using, Brandon said it best, force multipliers, right, to get that message out there. The last thing I'd say, you'd be shocked at how small NCSA as a staff, you know, you'd be shocked how small we are, but we punch so far above our weight because of our friends and our partners. So that, Sean, is how we're able to, you know, get that out there to people who would maybe otherwise not be able to hear this message.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important that you do it with all this group around you. And talking about this group, Brandon, I have a question for you. In the second episode for the month, we talk about awareness training. So that makes me think about kind of like public service campaigns and, you know, the Smokey the Bear and how certain things can really resonate with the public. And so what's the efforts and the main focus for CISA at this point and with this program to train the citizen to really spread the word there?
That's a good question. And I'd say that the first 2 weeks of Cybersecurity Month this year are extremely focused on providing actionable information to everyday Americans about what they can do to be part of a more secure cyberspace. So week one is focused on if you connect it, protect it, which means you are responsible when you're connecting devices to the internet to ensure that they are secure. It'll not only help you, but it helps make us all more secure. So it's kind of raising awareness, helping them understand this is a shared responsibility. Week two is all about providing more information on how they can secure devices at home and work. And I would say this is in particular more important than ever. Given the digital transformation that we've really been through over the past 6 months because of the COVID pandemic, because of the move for distance learning and mass telework across the country. There's a much broader attack surface for our adversaries. Companies are having to do things in new ways to secure their networks. There's more connectivity from more devices to corporate networks and the like, which means that this shared responsibility and the blurring of the line between home and work means that responsibility that rests on every American who's connecting to the internet has become more important than ever. And so we want to provide, working with our partners, as Kelvin and Lisa have already kind of highlighted, we want to make sure that we're providing those people information on how to do this in the easiest way possible, because they do have a responsibility, because they do bear some of that risk. So, you know, I think we have thought a lot about how do we structure Cybersecurity Awareness Month to help kind of reinforce those messages, to ensure that we're getting the kind of outcomes that we desire.
Yeah, I love it. And Calvin, I know there's one particular day that it's a dedicated effort at the NASDAQ, also in partnership with CISA as well, if I'm not mistaken. Can you give us an overview of what that summit is about?
Yeah, this year, I hope you guys are hearing a theme, right, in terms of, you know, not using vulnerability and threat in these words that have traditionally been associated with probably intelligence or DHS and other places, right? How can we, change human, or at least try and change human behavior as it relates to cybersecurity? You can only do that by demystifying it and taking down some of these terms that, you know, are kind of intimidating and scary. And so we're working with NASDAQ, and they were very excited about looking at the human element. So we're going to be, you know, talking to people about how to capture and measure how human beings are, you know, behaving as it relates to technology, as it relates to cybersecurity. And when we do that, we'll be able to better understand the challenge and how to address the challenge. So very excited with that partnership with NASDAQ, which, as you guys know, we're able to close the market the last several years. But again, because of COVID and everything, out of abundance of caution, that's going to be virtual. But we're seeing great numbers, by the way. Many, many more people signed up this year for the virtual summit with NASDAQ.
Yeah, Sean had a good time with the bell. He can't stop talking about it. Like, Sean, enough.
Exactly. I still harken back to that time with Brian Ware.
It's your profile picture too.
It is my profile picture.
In fact, that may be a reason they didn't invite us back.
It could Sean very well
acting
be
acting crazy not, last year.
Not that guy. But in all seriousness, I think there's value in being virtual in the sense that hopefully we can attract a larger audience to be part of this. And speaking of larger audience, I want to touch on this before we wrap up, in that we focus on the national element here, but in fact, we are a global world, right? And there are many activities in different parts of the world, very similar to this. And we're actually working with your team, Kelvin, as you know, to broaden the conversation, to get different perspectives from different parts of the world. And we actually have a couple podcast episodes where we call them around the world, where we're bringing folks from India and from Canada and from South America, and having a conversation to explore how we do this in different regions, in different cultures, in different societies. And I think it's going to shed some light on how we might, in the United States, do things better and bring people together in different ways, leaning on some of the work that other countries and regions have done. So I'm excited to have those conversations.
And you know what, Sean, really quickly, and Lisa probably can speak to this better than anyone. This year, I went into October, coming into October thinking we're National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I don't want to leave that point. And I know Brandon and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency will, you know, probably put the national in there periodically because they're serving the American people. But Lisa and her committee and her colleagues, you know, talked to us about, you know, that national, putting it in there, kind of limiting, right? It kind of says the United States to a lot of people. But to your point, this is a worldwide, I call opportunity, right, to bring folks along. But Lisa, what was some of your thinking? Can you give us a little inside of baseball in terms of what your committee thought in dropping the national?
Yeah, absolutely. There are quite a few international companies on our board. If you look across the board and you look across the MARCOM committee, most of the organizations have some global presence, if not a huge global presence. So it was actually the members of that committee and the organizations they work for that said that even though it's been called National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, in their organization, they stopped calling it that long ago. So that's when we realized if that's not practical for a lot of companies, then we shouldn't limit ourselves. So I can understand the necessity of calling it national at the government level. But for most of the large global organizations that are a part and that do activities during the month with all their employees or with their customers, they're definitely in favor of it being more global. So we're global.
Well, it's a small world after all, as they say. And maybe now we are in the global village that McLuhan told us a long time ago. So I think, again, Kelvin, it's so wonderful what you guys are doing and the partnerships that you're able to create. So we're looking forward to cover more, as Sean said, with more panels and conversations around this month. And so one last call to action for you. We're not there yet. So if people want to participate, what can they do?
Yeah, both as a champion and as a citizen, individual.
First thing you can do is go to staysafeonline.org. We have a number of resources, like I said, there, both from, Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, as well as our partner companies like MediaPro. So folks can get everything there as it relates to Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Of course, hashtag Be Cyber Smart is something that they can participate in as well. I know CISA has a number of election-oriented things as we get into October, hashtag Protect 2020. And so as I talked about the no-cost resources that people can take advantage of, those are just some of the places that they can go to be a part of that. And certainly, look and find out how they can mitigate these challenges that we find ourselves with and do what Wayne Gretzky said, right? You know, he's great because he doesn't skate to where the puck is. He skates to where it's going to be. And certainly that's what we're trying to do in helping people to figure out, you know, how to deal with the situation.
You know, he skates to the goalie's face. That's the, the puck's going to be. this is really good, Kelvin. And I'm thankful to have Brandon and Lisa on for this as well. It's a cliche, but it takes a village, right? And it's good to see so many partners coming together to make this happen. And certainly we're thrilled to be part of this with you. And we'll do our part as champions and as a publication to help spread the word and hopefully bring more people into the mix. So with that...
Yeah, I was about to say, can't thank you guys enough. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. And it's always good to work with you and your team. So Lisa, Brandon, Kelvin, thank you all for being part of this today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean, Marco, thank you very much. And I just encourage your listeners to go to CISA.gov, where we've got a lot of resources for both technical and non-technical users alike, both during National Cybersecurity Awareness Month and year-round. So appreciate the invite again, and looking forward to another great Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yep. And if you're listening, thank you for the reminder. We will put some resources in the notes for the podcast. So if people want to learn more, they just need to click on that link. So thank you again.
Sequence Security's mission is to transform application security by consolidating multiple innovative security functions within an open, AI-powered software platform that protects customers' web, mobile, and API-based applications and supports today's cloud-native, container-based application architectures. Learn more at sequencewithac.ai. Simperis is the pioneer of identity-driven cyber resilience for cross-cloud and hybrid environments, providing threat monitoring, incident response, and disaster recovery solutions for enterprise directory services. Simperis patented technology for Microsoft Active Directory protects over 40 million identities worldwide. Learn more at simperis.com. Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, share ITSP Magazine with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our columns. Thank you for listening.